Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes, it is Figgy Smith's tape in the Loop Sports Radio 610. It's your man Figgy Fig holding it down on a Tuesday. Happy Tuesday to everyone out there. Real quick before I get started, I want to give a special shout out to the guys that was filling in for us yesterday. We had Chris Partee and Luke Morrow filling in. And Colin, producer Colin, he actually did the mixtape yesterday.
Get out.
Yeah, I tapped in. He brought the show in and everything, man. And as a producer, that's some big shoes to fill in. Not just me filling in for me, but just doing something.
How
like,
big are the shoes that he needs?
No, seriously.
Like, man, he can't even beat. Because I'm so dope, bro. It's hard to follow.
No, seriously, because
you're right.
Because back in the day when I was filling in the loop as a producer, our old producer, Chris Jones, used to do What's Trending. Remember that?
Yeah.
And he used to do that. But whenever I filled in, I'm like, I'm not doing that. I don't know what to talk about during that because he bring up all type of random news. I'm like, man, I don't know what's interesting.
Yeah.
So salute to him for doing that, man. That take a lot.
I miss that.
For somebody to do that. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, man, so here's an update on the OPP, as they like to say, Orleans Parish Prison Update.
That is not what I've come to learn OPP means.
Yeah, you know me.
Come on, Linton Van Buren. Come on, Linton Van Buren.
So three more has
the
been.
President?
So three more has been captured. Lopez guy, Linton Van Buren, has been captured.
Another guy
by the name of Jermaine Donald and Leo Tate has been caught as well.
So we're up to eight?
So we up to eight. We got two more still on the loose. So our guy, Reggie, our guy is still out there. His name is, what's
Derek
his name?
Groves?
Yeah, Derek Groves. He's still on the loose. And then the guy that we thought was going to be out from the beginning, Antoine Massey.
Face tat.
Yep. He's still out, and apparently he was the brains behind the operation.
Oh, see, if we had known that, I'd have put him higher because clearly he had plans. He was like, "Look, this is what we do, and this is what we don't do."
Yeah, so I thought he was going to be the first one out, he's still out there. And Leo and Jermaine were caught in Walker County, Texas.
Oh, so they crossed the border.
They crossed the border, but wasn't good enough, man.
Do we know if they like hitchhiked? Did they take the bus? Because I know one of them cats got caught on the bench at the bus stop, didn't he?
Yeah, he was in Baton Rouge. Mm-hmm. I think Lopez he was in Baton Rouge where he got caught.
Dummy.
What you mean, dummy? He was trying to get out the state.
Get out of the town.
Look. What you want to know, just walk?
Figure something out.
He's trying. He did his best, Lopez. He did his best.
Now, what's his name? Antoine Massey, the kind of brains, the face tattoo guy.
Yeah.
No, you know what? Not him. I ain't thinking about him. I'm thinking about the other guy, Jermaine Donald.
Mm-hmm.
His grandma got arrested.
What?
His grandmother?
His grandma got arrested because she actually sent him some money when he was out on the loose.
Ah, aiding and abetting, huh?
Yeah, man. Free grandma.
How old was grandma?
Till it's backwards.
Old
enough to know better.
Yeah, I was about to say. She had to be at least in her 50s. Maybe 60s. She probably is in her 60s.
Yeah.
Man, free grandma, man. Oh, you got grandma caught up in this mess.
Baby.
Yeah, she's just trying to send that baby some money so
he
can get some
real
food.
Quick. That's Zell real quick, and all of a sudden now she got to go be
in there.
You
know they can track those.
That's tough.
they can track that money.
Yeah, but that's the update right there. By the way, Antoine Messi, his dad was actually friends with Lil Wayne's dad back in the day. So it's a little connection, right? A little New Orleans connection.
All right.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, so we got my man Seth Payne from Payne the Pendergast. He's on right now. What's up, man?
I'm out. I'm still escaped.
Yeah!
never catching on to me. Nobody will ever learn my true identity. Back in the day, it was a lot easier to get a fake Social Security number and ID, and I've still got them.
Apparently, it's tough right now.
He's got a dual personality.
The actual Seth Payne died in childbirth. 1974.
Childbirth is hilarious. Yeah. In my head, I went to he is pregnant.
Yeah. No, yeah. By the law, as far as the law knows, I'm a 70-year-old menstruating woman. Post-menstrual woman. Post-menstrual.
All right, Seth. Yeah. So we got you here. So what we used to do back in the day, or what you used to do back in the day, was break down some rap lyrics from a song.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, so I decided I wanted to bring this back.
Can I ask a question? Yeah. How did that come about originally, Seth?
It was Landry's idea. Excellent. I was struggling with the meaning of some quote that probably I don't know, some athlete had cryptically tweeted. So we just started breaking down rap lyrics.
Oh, very good.
Yeah. I was getting pretty good at it, but that was like three generations of slang ago. So I don't think this is going to go very well.
Okay.
Yeah. So this one, I don't know. This one might be a little more tough because this is a battle rapper by the name of, his name was Cannon the
Beast.
Yes. Cannon the Beast.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. CTB. Yeah.
Big yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Cannon mm-hmm. the Beast. And he was facing another guy by the name of The Cannon with a K. So Cannon the Beast versus The Cannon.
He's not making this easy on you.
Yeah.
So I kind of want everybody to kind of break this down, see what y'all think of this. So okay. Here's Cannon the Beast, pretty much giving The Cannon some bars.
It's a rap for your round, and a rap for your round. I'll let a round rap around every rap around till it's rap around. This rap around, cat, I'll rap around a round rap. I'll let a round rap around, round. How you gonna get around that? That's worthless.
Yikes.
Yeah, that was bad, right?
Yikes.
That was
I don't know if round got that many meanings.
So I wanted to see, Seth.
Sounds like a Beach Boys song almost. It was like he sampled the round, get around. Good. I give him extra credit for that.
Really? So can you try, or at least attempt? I don't think anybody can break this down unless you look up some lyrics or something like that. But can you try to break down what he was saying? Did you want me to play it again? You want me to play it again?
I just interpreted it as like he's going to wrap circles around him, the way he'd run circles around somebody. Is that
I'm good with that.
That's your answer? That's all y'all answers?
Yeah.
All right, so it's a guy by the name of Bill Collector who, I don't know if he's a battle rapper. He might be a battle rapper. But he actually broke down what all of these round lyrics had to say, and this is what he had to say.
In ATL, they call each other round. You know, they call each other slime, it's bull. They call each other round. So he said, it's a rap for you round, and a rap for your round. It's a rap for you round, and a rap for your round. I'll let a round rap around every rap around till it raps around. I'll let a round rap around every rap around till it rap around. This raps around. Cats, I rap around rap. I let the round rap around every rap around. How you gonna get around that? This rap around. Cat, I rap around rap. I'll let a round rap around. How you gonna get around that? That's fire!
That is crazy, though.
I didn't realize it was fire. All right.
I didn't either.
That was a filibuster of an explanation.
Yes, it was. Like,
he lost himself somewhere in there. There's just too many. No, he lost track of which round he was talking. Were any of the rounds even ammunition?
That's what I was wondering. Yes.
I think one of them were.
All right, well, he gets a plus for that.
Yeah.
All right, at least he tried to put some kind of edge to it.
Yeah, so this clip been going around for a little bit, by the way. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people...
See what you did there.
Yeah. Yeah, but it been going around for a little bit, and a lot of people feel like that was just so trash. Yeah. Like, what is this guy? Like, they feel like he's doing too much. Mm-hmm. Pretty much, we're all around and round, and they go round.
I feel like he was one round and wrapped too far, because I was like, all right, I see you on the triple entendre here, and then you took it to another level, and I was like, actually, you lost me. Right? I was like, all right, you know, wrapping around, old boy, and then you wrap the round, and it's wrap, I got you. And then I was like, all right, but what's the last one? I've lost you on the last wrap around, so I can't get around that, I guess.
Yeah, so
yeah, how you this better is than like, I mean, like, if you want to do arcane, just kind of multiple references in each line and everything, you got to still be able to pull it off, right? Yes. Like, it's got to have some sense of... I realize sometimes things are like synchronized, except it's like intentionally asynchronous, and like, but you can still recognize that. Like, that was there was no rhythm to that, was there?
That was it. Was awkward as bulky.
Yeah.
Oh well,
yeah.
See what was happening here is this is a battle rap. So like battle rap is more just I am spitting poetry at your face in order to hurt your feelings in some ways.
So, all right. Yeah, that wasn't meant to be put to a standards beat. A little bit on that.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
To me, I just feel like the people around there, it's no way in hell somebody around there understood that.
I agree.
Because usually, you know, battle raps and punchlines and stuff, you can kind of understand it if you following. I just don't understand. Mm-hmm. I just don't think people around there understood that.
Yeah.
Even people from the ATL, like myself.
Yeah. I know.
I was happy to hear somebody say fire. I didn't know fire was still a thing. That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, people still say fire.
All right.
Hey, Seth, I want to keep you around for this last one right here. So I think the OG John Lopez need a rebrand.
What?
Yes, I think you need a rebrand. So here is a guy on social media pretty much giving the age criteria for what we should call people. So you got the OGs, you got the big bros and all that stuff. So he actually put an age bracket next to it.
Okay.
So I want to kind of see where we all fall with this, all right?
Little is from 8 to 14.
Okay.
YNs is from 15 to 25. Those are YNs. 26 to 35, 34. That's big bro.
So Reggie, a big bro, right?
Oh, okay.
You a big bro?
I guess so.
Yeah.
All right.
36 to 44, that's unk them.
All right, so I'm unk now.
You're an
so
unk.
I'm an unk.
Yeah. All right, so you've reached unk territory. Yeah. Congratulations.
All right, we're going to keep this going. We want to see where OG land.
45 to 55, that's OG now.
So I ain't trying to put your age out there, but are you?
Yeah, I'm 50.
All right,
yeah.
I'm
over 55.
So, all right, so Seth is the OG pretty much.
Yeah.
So he's
I feel like Unk should still be up a little bit higher.
I do too.
And that's why I don't associate with Unk being any younger necessarily than OG or anything, but I feel like you're not. A lot of times the advice you give when you're in your 30s is actually advice that you shouldn't, if you don't, especially if you don't have kids, you're not giving the right advice. So it takes until you're 45 or 50 or so, but I'll take OG. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Let's see where John Lopez lands.
That's OG. Now, when you start getting into the 60s and 70s, respect your elder, folks.
you're an elder now.
So you're an elder.
All right.
Elder Lopez. Hey, elder John Lopez.
You want some of that elder sauce?
That sounds so much worse.
I don't think you're actually an elder until you start falling for phone scams.
Yeah.
That's once your kids are really worried about you falling for whatever the latest hoax is or something.
Yes.
That's when you're old. So
I
as
like
long
Seth
as you stay
better.
Yeah. I don't think you're susceptible to elder abuse just yet, John.
I do feel like the elders, to me, if you having trouble walking around or you have a cane or something like that, to me, I feel like that's more of an elder.
Thank you. So we've established that.
Yeah, but you the elder now, man. No more OG for you.
Thank you, Elder John.
No.
Seth is the real OG.
No, he's the elder. He's also an OG. It can be more than one.
Congratulations, John.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. It was nothing.
You're eligible to vote on college playoff seating now.
The next spam call I get, I'm answering.
There you go. You
just stop watching football for the next 2 years. Now you'll be a slam dunk.
All right, Seth. Appreciate you, bro.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me. It's nice to be wanted.
Thanks. He fades away to the background. All right, there you go. Figgy's Mixtape, 1:20 p.m. every weekday right here on Sports Radio 610 at the Figgy Fig. If you see something that you believe that's mixtape.
Real quick on the text line from the 832, pet peeve, hashtag 610. I can't stand Figgy Fig in this illiterate ass.
Okay.
Wow, that's right. Mean.
Salute to you, man.
That's mean.
I'm about to cry in the car. I'm about to cry. No. I'm going to cry when I get to the car.
Oh, no. Don't cry in the car. All right. Somebody said, when does he become Pops? I feel like Pops is specific to you having. No, nah, but I feel
not
like Pops should be in there somewhere.
Yeah.
Mm. All right, see, yeah. They skipped one. See, I'm still the OG.
Slide everything up one spot, and then we can slide Pops in there somewhere. Okay. Don't call me Pops though. I'll tell you that for damn sure. Yeah. Ain't nobody's daddy. All right, coming up next, we get ready to cross talk with the fellas of the drive. But before we get there, is there possible that we can get rid of the scourge that was the only blemish on an incredible Western Conference Finals game last night? That's right, fouling up three. We'll do that next.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.